USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's legal team is arguing the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause does not necessarily apply to the President of the United States. Trump's lawyers reject the premise he was ever involved in an insurrection anyway, but beyond that, they say the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump only applies to lower elected or appointed officials like congressmen, senators, and cabinet secretaries, not presidents. U.S. Supreme Court justices are set to hear arguments today in a case brought by the state of Colorado, which calls for Trump to be removed from that state's ballot over his actions preceding the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is promising to deliver results following the failure of a GOP-led effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
Just enough Republican lawmakers defected to join Democrats in defeating the measure. The investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents has ended, and it's unlikely the president will face charges. On Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland informed Congress that Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation was complete. The probe began not long after it was uncovered. There were still Obama-Biden administration-era documents stored at the Penn Biden Center and at Biden's home in Delaware. Security is tight in Las Vegas.
Our Office of Intelligence and Analysis, alongside the FBI, has been assessing the threat landscape leading up to the Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas right there announcing federal security efforts alongside local police efforts in Las Vegas Wednesday. The head of his Super Bowl halftime appearance, Usher, announcing new tour dates. It'll start in Washington, D.C. in August. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. launching a deadly airstrike in Iraq, killing a top commander of Hezbollah.
The leader of a militia group supported by Iran, known as Kataib Hezbollah, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. The action was taken in response to an attack on American forces in Jordan, which resulted in the death of three service members and injuries to many others. U.S. officials assert that the commander played a direct role in planning and executing attacks against U.S. troops following the onset of the Israel-Hamas conflict in October. I'm John Schaefer.
Following the failure on compromised border security and foreign aid legislation, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. The plan is to force an up-and-down floor vote in the Senate on the bill, which would be entered into the voting record. It's still unclear if Schumer would have enough votes to actually pass the bill, though. President Biden attributes the collapse of the Senate border deal to Donald Trump.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country. He's not for it.
He accused Trump of using threats and intimidation tactics to pressure Republican lawmakers into voting against the bill. In the town of Willits, California, a woman named Edith Cesarelli is commemorating her 116th birthday. According to the Gerontology Research Group, she holds the title of the oldest living person in the United States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.